You've had to be so strong this past year. You deserve to show up for yourself like you show up for others. That's where the Shine app can help. It's a self-care app developed by two women of color to make daily rituals like meditation, connection, and reflection easier for everyone. If you like the Daily Shine podcast, download the Shine app to set your 2021 intention. You'll get personalized meditations to help you navigate whatever comes your way. Visit theshineapp.com/podcast to get started. That's theshineapp.com/podcast. Welcome to Your Daily Shine. The podcast meets meditation from the Shine app. Time to connect with yourself, the world around you, and what you want from your day. Happy Monday, everyone. How are you? No, really. How are you today, right in this moment? We spend every moment of our lives inside these bodies. But in the hustle and bustle of daily life, it's easy to forget to check in with ourselves. To ask ourselves, how are you, really? Caring for ourselves means learning to meet our bodies and minds where they're at. And it takes practice to make it a daily habit. So today, we're going to make a plan to check in with ourselves throughout the year. Grab your journal for today's exercise. Feel free to hit pause if you need to get your materials. And if journaling isn't available to you, reflect mentally today. Find yourself in a comfy position, whether that's sitting or standing. And gently close your eyes, if you can. And take a deep breath in and out. As you breathe, notice if your attention drifts to a particular part of your body. It might be a place of tension or discomfort, or maybe it's a place that feels especially energized or powerful. Take this opportunity to move that body part in a way that feels good to you. A small stretch or a rotation, and then return to your breath, waiting for a new part of your body to draw your attention, asking you for movement. Continue scanning. I'll give you some time. Finally, imagine stretching towards the sky through your crown with each inhale and anchoring down into the earth with each exhale. Spine elongating, releasing any tension you're carrying as it expands. Nice work. If we quiet our minds, our bodies will tell us what attention they need. If you're journaling today, take a moment to open your eyes and return to the space you are in. If you're planning to reflect mentally today, you can keep your eyes closed. Let's start by reflecting on the question, how am I doing right now? In this moment, our answers to this question are often complicated, and that's okay. Give yourself grace and compassion as you reflect. And if you aren't sure, return to your breath and let your body and mind tell you. I'll give you a minute to check in with your head and heart. Great job. Now, let's get a little meta here. Reflect on how it felt to breathe and check in with yourself. Maybe it made you feel closer to yourself, helped you feel more grounded. Or it might have felt difficult, and that's okay. I'll give you a minute to reflect on what it felt like to look within yourself. Wonderful. Now, let's think about how you can make looking inward a habit. It can help to tie moments of self-reflection to things you do every day. So think, are there specific daily activities that could remind you to check in? Maybe brushing your teeth, or walking your dog, or even putting on your socks in the morning. I'll give you a minute to think about how to build these mini check-ins into your day. Beautiful. Finally, checking in with ourselves can sometimes feel scary because we're afraid of what we'll find. We might find we're not where we want to be, mentally, physically, or emotionally. But it's human to have those moments. We have to understand and embrace that we're all imperfect and experience pain. There will be days this year when the answer to how am I doing today is going to be not good. And that's okay. It doesn't mean you're a failure or that there are no good days to come. It just means you need to treat yourself gently and with compassion. So, reflect for the next minute on what you'll say to yourself when you check in and find that your body or brain answers, "I'm not okay." What words of compassion will you extend to yourself? What small kindnesses can you extend to yourself? I'll give you a final minute. Incredible work. You looked inward today, even when it might have felt scary. And by checking in with yourself daily, you can choose self-kindness when the going gets tough. You are here. You are capable and strong. And you are worthy of your own attention and care. If your eyes are open, gently close them. And let's take one last deep breath together. Breathing in and out. Repeat this after me, either out loud or in your head. I am worth taking care of. I am worth taking care of. Take a moment to thank yourself for showing up today with compassion and bravery. Gently open your eyes. Notice if you feel any different, if your body feels more grounded, or your mind feels quieter. You got this.